Northern Michigan was great, and the Traverse City Film Festival had about a little over 90,000 people that went to it.
That's much bigger. That were paid. I mean, that, it's growing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been up in those numbers for the last few years. But yes, it's very, very strong. There were lots of folks there. In total, over 100 filmmakers. A lot of them were local filmmakers, but also Susan Sarandon was there, Wim Wenders, the German filmmaker, and Jay Roach, who's done a lot of comedy films, including Austin Powers and Meet the Parents. But his new film, The Candidate, opens this week. And so
that's the Will Ferrell movie, right?
That's right, Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis film. So it was really a terrific film. 93 feature films, 117 short films were shown, and they gave out prizes to 5 Broken Cameras, which we did at Cinetopia.
Right.
And then Margaret was another special Founders Prize Award winner. The Kubrick Prize went to a really interesting and 19-hour-long movie called The Story of Cinema, The Story of Film, an Odyssey. And it's by a British filmmaker, Mark Cousins. And it's literally, you know, the history of film from stem to stern, a fascinating piece that's gotten very, very fine reviews. It's going to be out on DVD here in the coming months, but that's going to be worth checking out. The Foreign Film Prize went to The Flat and The World Before Her. The Best American Film went to The Bitter 70 and Diatropia, and we'll be doing both those. And that was the jury that I was president of. Short films went to 43,000 Feet and Assad, and the first time director went to Sexy Baby, which was a documentary about women's image in the media, and then Misconnections, which again we showed at the Cinetopia Film Festival, and it won a prize at our festival.
Excellent.
As well. So it was a good time. If you if you're planning your summer vacation for next year, for 2013, plan on that first week in August, and you're going
to. How far in advance do you need to make plans to make sure you've got a good spot in town and easy access to everything that's going on?
In terms of accommodations, you probably want to start working now.
just because
it's busy up there anyway.
Right.
At this time of the year, it's the peak of the tourist season. In terms of the arranging your tickets, you want to become a member of the Traverse City Film Festival. That gives you advance notice, but they put tickets on sale about a month before the festival.
Right.
So
right.
Lots of good stuff going on there. The audience prize went to Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey, which is a documentary on the rock band Journey and their new Filipino lead singer.
Yeah, the YouTube sensation.
Yeah, and it was actually very compelling, so it was great.
Yeah, but you have to listen to the music for an hour and a half.
If you like Journey, it's going to be a complete piece of heaven.
You know, there was obviously millions that did.
Absolutely. The Great Gatsby is once again being remade for the fourth or fifth time, and Baz Luhrmann is the director. It's supposed to be in 3D. It was going to be released at Christmas, but they postponed it till next summer. So.
Now, does that mean it's bad and they have a lot of reworking to do?
Apparently, they want to spend more time on the 3D effects, which is kind of funny for The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't seem to cry out for that.
But anyway, Peter Jackson's The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, Les Miserables, starring Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe, Quentin Tarantino's new film, Django Unchained,
right.
As well as a re-release of Monsters are going to be at Christmas, so there's not going to be you'll definitely have things to go to at that point in time.
All right.
Well, opening at the multiplexes this week, a Meryl Streep, Tommy Lee Jones film called Hope Springs.
That's good enough for me. You don't need to say anymore.
It's about a middle-aged couple who want to spice up their relationship, and they go visit a relationship counselor played by Steve Carell. The reviews have been pretty strong. 79% positive reviews. They're not complete glowing. This is the greatest film ever. But they tend to say, well, you know, it's a romantic comedy and it's got great actors in it. And yeah, you should probably go see it. So NPR said, contrasting the cookie cutter rom com ad campaign, Hope Springs comes as a pleasant surprise. And so that's good news. New York Times also liked it more or less, although they said it was a bit of an awkward cross between a domestic comedy and marital tragedy. But it came down on the side of saying you should go check it out. The Bourne Legacy was a little less favorably reviewed, 55% positive reviews.
Now, this is the series, the franchise that used to have Matt Damon, right?
Correct. Matt Damon is not in this one. Jeremy Renner is not Bourne, but he's a government or a former government agent like Bourne, and so the government agency that's in charge of the secret program is out to get him, just like they were out to get Jason Bourne. Rachel Weisz, Edward Norton, Albert Finney, Joan Allen, David Strathairn are all in this film.
Certainly, so that's an amazing cast,
Yeah. Village Voice said the Bourne films have more than just overstayed their welcome and outlasted the Ludlum books. So the Hollywood Reporter was a little more generous. They said it's a capable but uninspired fourth episode. So if you like that franchise, go check it out. And again, it didn't get terrible reviews, just kind of 50-50. The Campaign got generally positive reviews, about 75% positive reviews, although this review was pretty typical. Most of the movie's big laughter in the first half, and then it just kind of plays out like a broad-based silly farce.
Oh, much like A Campaign.
Yeah, exactly. But Will Ferrell plays a long-serving congressman, and Zach Galifianakis plays a goofy character who kind of ends up by accident running against Will Ferrell, and they go after each other in humorous ways. Ruby Sparks is opening at the State Theater, and it's gotten a lot of buzz. It's done by the same folks that did Little Miss Sunshine, and it's got a great cast with Paul Dano playing an author who is kind of stuck, but he comes to find out this character that he's writing in this book comes alive, a female character by the name of Ruby. The reviews have been really strong. The Hollywood Reporter says a beguiling romantic fantasy about the creative process and its potential to quite literally take on a life of its own. The Los Angeles Times liked it an engagingly off-kilter love story of a writer and the girl of his dreams and the power of his pen. San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, liked it as well. So Ruby Sparks is a good summer film at this point in time. Very engagingly put together, and you definitely want to go check it out.
I know there was a sneak preview a week or so back. How did that go? What was audience reaction?
The audience reaction was very strong. Yes, we had one of our Towsley Society events around that. And the WEMU listeners were had a few representatives, and they liked it a lot. And it's gotten a very strong buzz, and it's going to be playing a little more broadly than just at the art houses. But Ruby Sparks is definitely worth checking out. An all-time classic film is being shown this Sunday and Tuesday as part of the Michigan Theater's summer classic program, Children of Paradise.
It's an all-time classic.
Yep. It's set.
That means I don't know it.
Well, it's set in the Parisian theatrical world of the 1840s, but it was literally shot a century after that, in the 1940s, during World War II, during the German occupation of France in World War II. It's a long film. It's a little over 3 hours long. There's an intermission in it, but it is a spectacular piece of visual filmmaking, of acting, a period piece that was put together in a very stressful time in Europe, but in the globe in particular.
And made in the 40s, and it holds up strong today.
It does. It does very well. And this is a brand new print, so we're very, very happy to do that. The midnight film at the State Theater is The Fifth Element, which is...
That was a Bruce Willis thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bruce Willis is in it. Mila Jovovich, thank you. Gary Oldman, and it's a film by Luc Besson, the French filmmaker. If you haven't seen Beast of the Southern Wilds, go check it out. It's not going to be around forever, and it's a very compelling film. Wes Anderson's film, The Moonrise Kingdom, is everybody's favorite film of the summer. That's still playing, and you want to go check that out. The Intouchables is a real super audience favorite. It's a French film about this guy who is quite quadriplegic, and the bond that he creates with the guy that helps him. And again, audiences are just streaming out of the theater, really loving this one. And then Woody Allen's films To Rome with Love is still playing around. So there's lots of good stuff to see at the cinema and at your art house theater, and we'll look forward to seeing you there.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We do thank you for joining us once again for Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the Traverse City Film Festival.
And taking a look at current weather conditions, we're going to have cloudy skies throughout the day. Periods of showers, there's a possibility of thunderstorms. We'll have a high of 78 degrees. More showers tonight, again a chance of thunderstorms with a low of 59. On Friday, we're going to have occasional rain showers and a high of 73. And then Friday night, guess what? More wet weather. Mostly cloudy, numerous showers, a low of 55 degrees. Right now, it is 69 degrees. And checking on traffic, we turn up no accidents. The time now is 7:51, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.